father Bill, whose father was Bill, named me Bill when America was awash in bills. Dollar and Ducks, Haley, Evans, Holiday. But I'm not any Bill, Tom, Dick, or Harry, cliched, stereotyped, or written off. I'm Bill, curly 5-year-old reaching through East Side tenement pickets, a drifter searching for sunsets on the Sunset Strip, a wide-eyed piano player in a gentleman's bar on Lake Tahoe, the lover of Mademoiselle Madeleine from Pigalle. A soul-worn music maker, 52nd Street, Central Avenue, Route 66, flop houses, roadhouses, whorehouses, the Apple Blossom Ball, a $49 wedding to a native dancer at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino along a Las Vegas Strip, Old Town. A gray-haired man and his piano, fake books for the exotic one-act dancers, a Saturday night comedian at Bill's Castle, bar rooms, dives, and beer halls, the moneyed megalopolises bearing witness to high society ballrooms, boardrooms, phony smiles, movers, shakers, lusting for power, envy, gluttony, oozing like an oily sheen upon a slippery dance floor. A wizened heart twisted in the antebellum mortuary where his son was last seen. Cemeteries opened wide, swallowing sunsets of the man playing stride. A rocking chair, Errol, red, and train ringing in his ears. A hairless old man playing the blues, writing poetry, the lines warning to untangle contradictions, unmask illusions, unfold and expose myself to myself, to those I love, loved, love and loved me. My interior self, my identity, that which is me, Bill.